They're almost all in their 20s and all very committed to what is often a very tedious job. Dan Barr started working at the Madison Lab just after the 9-day gun deer season.
So basically 50 plus hours a week I sit and cut tissues for the public's information.
Wearing a hood to protect him from the fumes caused by the formalin the tissue samples are preserved in, he uses a surgical scalpel to slice small sections of brain stem and lymph node. Boxes filled with several hundred samples arrive each day at the lab from processing centers around the state. Slicing a section from each sample is the first step in a bucket brigade process that takes place in the main CWD lab. There, the rest of the CWD team prepares slides for the immunohistochemistry test that will determine which, if any, of the samples are diseased. 23-year-old Tom Peer places the slides in a carousel that fits neatly into a computerized staining machine that douses the tissue with blue and red dyes and special antibodies and reagents.
There's hemotoxin, bluing agent, antibodies, fast red A. I think there's fast red B as well. And there is a protocol in the computer that will apply the right amounts to the slide.
The background of all the tissue is counterstained a blue color.
Bob Schull is the lab director.
And where the abnormal prion exists, there is a bright magenta-red sort of color that they can see.
I've had some come through where sometimes we have a brain sample instead of a lymph node from the obex region of the brain. And there was one a couple of weeks ago that stained very red because there's two large nuclei in that section of the brain. And the rest of the tissue is blue and there's just large red spots.
Pathologist Delwyn Keene spends about 6 hours a day staring through the eyepieces of her microscope, looking for the telltale red staining. If she finds a positive, it goes back to the lab to be double-checked.
We go back to the lab. The lab goes back to the jar that the samples came in. We retrim in brain and we retrim in another section of lymph node and put both those through the whole process again. And if we get back positive from those, then that is our confirmation. And at that point, it's entered in the computer and goes straight to the DNR.
So far, the Wisconsin Veterinary Diagnostic Lab has analyzed about 5,000 samples, and only 50 deer have tested positive for CWD. Between now and the end of March, the lab hopes to analyze the remaining 30,000 samples submitted by hunters. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.